You have reached Morgan Jewelers corporate office. Please select one of the following options to reach your party. Press 1 for credit, 2 to make a payment on your account, 4 for accounts payable, 5 for merchandising, and 7 for marketing and internet sales.
Go, thanks, Cameron. This is Chase.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
What's happening? Good weekend? Bad weekend? What's up?
No, just pretty generic weekend, I guess.
All right. We had a good weekend. It's crazy, but it was good. Kids had marching band banquet Saturday. Let me take the boy out for new pants, because he's even taller than he was.
Didn't wear anything, right? Nothing fits anymore.
Oh, my God. Well, my wife bought him a new jacket. You know, looks like a tuxedo jacket, blue with black lapels. And he had a couple pair of black pants, and yeah, no. So I take him for pants, and I end up buying myself a new jacket. 46. First time I've been in a 46 men's suit jacket in a long time. We're just going to say that. Too long to think about. So, you know, we had a good time shopping, messing around. We spent probably too much money, but it was good.
That's how it always goes, though, right?
Well, we went to Kohl's, and my wife had 30% off, and she had a bunch of Kohl's cash, and just it worked out really well. We walked out of there ahead of the game, so. And for a change, if it was up to her, we would have spent more money. So
I went there. Well, I had something from Amazon that just was broken or didn't work or whatever. I was going to return it, and it was like, on Amazon, I was like, do you want us to send you a shipping label? You box it up and you ship it. You can go to Whole Foods, or you can go to Kohl's if there's a Kohl's, you know, there's a Kohl's unit that has a return. So I look it up, and it's like, oh, yeah, this one, and it's like 10 minutes from my house, so.
Right.
Me and I were going out anyway. I said, yeah, let's go drop some stuff off at, maybe she dropped some stuff off at Goodwill, and then we went over there. There was the longest line in the entire store was the line to return stuff to Amazon.
Jen does it all the time there. She loves it.
They only had two checkout lines open. They had the line at customer service, but the longest line in the whole place was the Amazon returning line.
Right. Well, and they get you. I think they do it on purpose because they get you in there.
Door, right?
Right.
I mean, why would they not want to do that? I mean, it makes perfect sense. There's like, hey, we might have people that are coming in and go right back out, but they're in the door. That's the biggest thing, you know?
Right.
Like with all the certs that get sent here, I like that because everything that comes in to this, you know, in every time those certs come to me from the vendor, I would prefer they come here because then I send them to the store and the store calls the customer.
Right, and that way, you know, you have culpability that, you know, the store loses it, then you got a problem.
Well, I want the store to, you know, not lose it, but I want them to call the customer and say, hey, your cert is here.
Right.
Like Kohl's wants you to bring your Amazon just because they can get you in the door. If I send the cert to the store, not to the customer, they're calling the customer, can bring it up. It's another interaction where they're in the door again.
Right. That makes sense.
Because they said otherwise, they just, you know, I've had stores, hey, can you mail this to the customer? I'm like, no. I mean, if they ask, I will, but I'm like, I'd rather send it to you and you call them to come in. I had one store finally call me, and I had Tom say, hey, he goes, I love you, send the search to the store. Because then I can call my customer, come pick it up, and I get him back in the door again.
Right, if they didn't buy the insurance, if they need a ring guard, right, you got them.
Yeah, they're back in the door, that's the thing. So it's not always as easy to do, you know.
Right. I'm with you 100%.
So.
Good.
Because I think Absolute Brilliance, who we don't get a lot of stuff from, but Absolute Brilliance usually send them to the store they send the diamond to if it's sold. Not to me.
Right.
Which is fine, it goes to the store. I just would rather the store call the customer rather than ever ship it out to the customer. Unless it's, you know, one of those deals where they moved out of the country or something like that. Obviously, you can't prevent that, but.
Right.
I never want to have the search shipped to the customer unless they're, like I said, they moved out of state or they need to weigh and they need it or something like that, but.
All right, cool. So I need some help, dude. I'm getting stuff back from 12. I think there's 4 items left from last month, so hopefully get those back here by Wednesday because that's when the month closes. And then any word on that 90, that oval at store 4?
Mike was here not too long ago. If he's still here, I'm going to talk to him about it right now.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to him getting a hold of store 4 right now with the event being on Thursday this week. The stuff from store 12 I've got here. So I'm sending out as many. I mean, I just can't go over 50 a day.
Right.
Like we sent out, yeah, we sent out Wednesday and Thursday last week, you know, to come to you by Friday.
No, we got them.
Thursday. And then you got a couple more on Friday. I'm trying to get them out. I just got to, you know, should kind of piece it together to get insurance wise. So.
Okay. Cool.
Let me see if Mike's still here while I got you in the way.
All right, cool. I appreciate it.
You where Mike was headed today? 7?
All right.
I'm doing copy. He's up north with J-Wow, but I can give him a call and see if he's heard anything.
All right. I appreciate it. And I'll try the store as well. Andrew's really pushed to get everything back.
Today, but Joe is there, so.
All right, cool. They've been really pushing to get things back because we don't have as much inventory as we did last year, and let's just say it's been interesting. So.
All right. Like I said, I'll be piecing stuff together every day the rest of the week to get it to you. Hopefully I can get it out to you by Wednesday. Maybe I'll have to ask Kevin for a little bit of insurance extension to get it back. So.
I think there's 2 pieces just over $50,000 and 2 $4,000 pieces. So, you know, we should be able to pull that off. When it goes out, hold on to the tracking numbers so I can get them off my back.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll let you get back at it. Everything else is good.
The shipping department for it. So.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Give them over to you, and then we'll get it all back.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
The ring, and then there's the necklace. There's 2. Is it 2 rings, an earring, and a necklace?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, cool. Let me know.
Well,
I appreciate you.
Back. Right?
Let me see here. We got back the 5.43 halo.
Right.
Yes.
So I've got 1 ring, a pair of earrings, a Riviera necklace, and is there something else?
404 HSI 1 round.
That's right. Yeah, the 404, because it was over 50. That's why I didn't send that one out yet.
All right.
Set to go on the top.
Cool. Let me know what you're going to do, and we'll go from there.
Did I tell you about the dime we got in for the customer last week?
No.
We brought in a 701 fancy yellow VBS2.
Oh, wow. What shape?
Radiant.
Nice.
He bought a 7-carat cushion lab-grown on the grand opening.
Oh, very
now
cool.
He's mentioned trading that in for this mined 7-carat fancy yellow. but we're hoping he'll keep them both. But he did mention maybe trading them in, so we'll kind of see how it goes.
Okay.
Good. Cool. Yeah, we're hopeful.
That's what I like to hear. All right, let me know. I'm here.
That came in, and he knew Mike from years shopping at the Fast Push when Mike was there. He said, Mike, goes, what's the biggest sale today? When he came into the grand opening.
Right.
And he goes, I think the biggest one so far is $10,000. He goes, okay, I want to spend more.
I like it.
Unfortunately,
he
had that fancy yellow. So he did spend the most by that time. He bought that 9-carat total weight lab grown piece because he bought a 7-carat center cushion and 2 1-carat pair of shifts on the side. So he bought it, but now he's looking at some more pieces. He bought it when they came in to see the other fancy yellows I brought in, one radiant, one cushion that were, you know, 4 and 5 carats. They weren't big enough, she said. So he wanted to see. I brought in a 781 lab. She said, I want it to be like this one, but I want it to be mine. And so he brought one in. He looked down Saturday. He says, I wasn't expecting to be that much. He goes, I just got to move some money to this account to put it on that card again. Once put on his Amex, you know, you got to move a little funds
right.
Make sure they don't bark at him when he makes a $88,000 sale or purchase, you know, on his card.
What is he, Shaq?
No, he's just a neurological doctor that's written like 4 neurological books. It's into the stuff that he talks about and that he reads about and writes about. You're just like, holy, like it's just so over your head that you're like, what the fuck? It's just this 5'5" skinny little stereotypical as you ever meet Jewish guy. He's got that curly, froish, blonde Jewish hair. Just has the accent. He's a Utah guy. He's not a place from New York. He just is like so stereotypically Jewish. It's funny. So.
That is.
But
we don't get a lot of those around.
He's
I mean,
nice though. Yeah.
You know, we get a couple of vendors in that are like that, but other than that. You know, we don't have a lot of people like that.
Not in Rochester. You're the city, right?
Where
your guys at XL? With,
in the city, yeah. Names? Michael and Jeff are both the,
yeah.
You know.
Michael is their stereotype that he gets, right?
Yeah. Well, David. David Schreiber is.
David Schreiber is very much, I mean, yeah.
It doesn't get much more stereotypical than that, so.
Yeah, but like I said, our guy, Sam Goldstein, is pretty, I mean, he's not from New York, but other than that, he's
Sam Goldstein, awesome.
Yep, Dr. Sam Goldstein, of course.
God, I love it.
And not, we're not talking, you know, doctor, we're talking PhD fours and, you know, like multiples.
Yeah, my foster brother is. Published. He's a PhD, but it's in nuclear science. So, you got all the brains in the family. Not so much me or Rich, but you know how that goes. It's
you get the looks. You get the looks, right? He got the smarts, you got the looks. So.
No, he's the better looking one. He's the jacked one. But as far as it goes, how do we say this? Super genius, right? We were in New York City one time with our parents, and, you know, we go to the arcade in the hotel, and he's the one that got scammed by the guy walking around asking to see your cash because there was counterfeit cash going around. So he's not street smart, where the other two of us are extremely street smart.
Yeah, he's you know, dude.
He's 4 years older, and stepmom would send one of us with him every time he went out somewhere because he's just way too. He retired as a second lieutenant from the Navy after 25 years. So he's getting $5,500 a month in retirement. And then he went right back to the private sector where he was making crap in the Navy and his huge six-figure job. And like I said, published Modern Science. He was a liaison, naval intelligence liaison to the FBI. And he still does that job as a civilian for a lot of money. It's like, okay. Shut up. Yeah. Don't talk to me.
Well, it's funny when people do certain things, like Christy's dad. You know, he before he left for one of his jobs with the Air Force, he got his tubes tied because he goes, I don't want to be in Turkey, get knocking up some random, you know, girl, some Turkish girl, and then come back home and find out I got a kid in Turkey, right? But he went to Turkey, and people, if you ever, you know, people say, well, what were you doing in Turkey? His job was to teach the Turkish people how to build bombs.
You know, Bud, I would be willing to bet he knows my friend Masoud. Masoud did procurement. He was a major in the Army, and he was Batman for a general. And the two of them started their own business afterwards and would do recruitment. I sold him 10,000 AR-15 magazines. We procured parachutes and helmets for him, ammunition. I helped him cut a deal with FN for AR-15s. So I'd be willing to bet your ex-father-in-law knows.
So it's like grass pass at some point, huh?
Yeah. I was there, was supposed to be there for 2 days, and we ended up there for five because Russia had invaded the country, Georgia, at the time. So they kept us a couple extra days. We were guests of the state. Yeah. Scared the living shit of me. And then Masoud wanted me to come back for my honeymoon. My wife goes, I love Masoud. There's no fucking way. I'm like, okay. So, funny stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, but, it's just one of those things, like, I mean, think about this, though. Like, I would have never met my wife if his little procedure didn't come undone. He didn't get it, you know, snipped. He just got it tied up.
They undid it, or?
He felt it come undone. He felt it come undone, he said.
Oh. I don't want to go through the surgery once, much less have it come undone.
I mean, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know exactly, because it, like, what I've heard is the tubes tied. I don't know exactly what they tie up or what they don't tie up when you do that. But whatever they did, and he felt it come undone. And they came back, and he got married, and he had a baby, so.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have had your kids or your ex for that
matter,
so. You got to do what you got to do, but Jesus, he felt it come undone. I'm done. Yeah, I'm an abomin.
Yeah. Well, we had a guy that worked in our did the security for us at our store. Said he had they snipped a little bit of that little pipeline out, and he said they take a certain length of it out, and the titanium clamp both ends. So even if it ever grew back together, that tube, it would never get anything through it because it's been clamped on both ends, and they try and keep it from ever,
So, did I ever tell you?
It does.
My dad.
But that's like
the
deal. You can't do anything like that. That one can't. It can be undone, but it is not something you ever would want undone. That's for sure. It won't come undone like my, like Papa's did.
Dude, I was 6 or 7. Now I remember this till forever. My dad and my uncle went together. My mom used to tease it. They went to hold hands. And they went to the famous doctor here in Rochester called Dr. Stopp. The man's last name was Stopp. So being me with my ex-wife, I'm like, all right, I got to get this taken care of. I look it up, and isn't his son still practicing? And that's what his specialty is the vasectomies. It was in the Yellow Pages back. This is 24 years ago. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Freaking hysterical. These two men made a living off of it. I don't know. Feeling it come undone, though, I don't know if I'll be able to get that out of my head anytime soon.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Chase. I appreciate it. You're always making me feel so good.
Well, you know, on the other side of it, you know, there's a woman, just people with speaking of yoga, there's all those doctors there in like strip malls doing those Brazilian butt lifts and shit. You're like, what the hell? Like, you're in a strip mall?
Yeah.
And people are Because, like, I want, there's a show called Traffic that's on National Geographic. And there's this girl, she's, I can't remember where she's from, she's somewhere in Europe, but she speaks really good English and a few other languages, but she, like, she goes to these crazy places and does interviews. I probably talked to you about it. She went to Colombia and watched them make cocaine. She went to Jamaica and watched them scam these people with these phone calls, like, all this kind of, like, she gets these people to, like, talk to her. They're either wearing a mask or a voice, you know, cover thing, and
right.
She was, like, she's filming these people, like, they walk into these strip mall doctor's office with their luggage, like, they're going straight there from the airport, they're going in, they're getting their butt, their stomach taken out, and their butt put in, they're going back home. It's like, this is wild, but there's people that are dying from that, this procedure symptom on occasion. Not like it's a, it happens a lot, this happened before, people are getting this procedure done, they die, because this guy shouldn't be doing that kind of surgery to people.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
They're getting their fat sucked out of their stomach and injected in their ass, and they're dying.
Well, if it's not clean and the infection rate or whatever they're putting in, God save us. It's like going to Mexico to get a boob job. What are you, nuts?
You know, my dad had a friend whose family went to, I think they went to Brazil to get gastric bypass. Because the whole family, they were all overweight. All of them were big. All the bigger weight family. The whole family. I don't know what. Like, they just all were big. They all went and got it done. They're all fine. They all came back okay. Like, I guess I think he did, apparently they did some serious research, and it came out all right for the whole family. Yeah, they took the whole, all four of them. Mom, dad, son, and daughter. And got their stomach stapled.
That's,
I had a friend who had that done.
Yeah.
And he got a lot smaller, but now, like, at our age, you know, 38, his wife, he just got remarried. His wife had a baby. He's about as big as he was before. I think he got the sleeve, though, so it's not as, you know, as permanent as getting a piece cut out or getting the sleeve shut.
Right. Wow.
But they say when they staple it, if you force it and eat enough food, it'll just stretch out. So it doesn't really work.
We have case in Bob.
That girl Chelsea I dated, she had something happen where they cut out part of her stomach.
Yeah.
So she couldn't eat a lot of food in one sitting. Like, she ate like four or five, six times a day because she could only eat so much food in a sitting because her stomach was so small.
Right. I remember when Aubrey had it done, she was the same way. She'd eat six, seven times a day. I know.
Probably had the same seizure, same.
Bob that works here?
Ailment.
Whatever
it was.
You know Bob, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
His oldest daughter had it done. I don't know, 15, 17 years ago. And she's as big now as she used to be.
Yeah.
His youngest daughter didn't have it done. Lost the weight on her own, and he paid for surgery because she had all the skin.
Yeah.
And he paid for her surgery to get that taken off. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
He also bought her a new set. So I'm like, well, father does that. They did it all at once. I'm like, she used to clean our old office. And we're pretty good friends. We still are. She's dating a guy I've known forever. But she, you know, she went from this thick girl to holy crap. And then, you know, she came in after the surgery, and she goes, yeah, it looks like somebody sawed me in half. I'm like, get out of here. So she shows me, and I'm like, what? You know, and now she'll walk around in a bikini. You can't even tell. It's mind-blowing.
You know, Simone had a hysterectomy and a tummy tuck all at once. She's like, you guys are going to be cutting open my stomach and taking a piece out. Why don't you just shut
right.
that shit down, too?
Well, and if you're thin and you have kids,
the one, right?
Yeah, right. Sometimes you can't. I'm having my own issues.
Well, Christy asked the doctors after the 20 shake, will you guys just fix it up? They're like, no, you're too young. Because she's like 22 years old. They're like, yeah, we can't do that right now.
Well, and then she had another baby, so, yeah.
No, she isn't.
Oh, the twins were second.
This is,
sorry.
Yeah, twins, yes. Yeah. Like, Devin, obviously, she wasn't good then, but she wanted to have one. She wanted to have one more kid. She only wanted to have two, and then she ended up with three. She's like, you just shut that down. Like, you're 22 years old. We can't do that. You're too young.
I'm having my own problems with the wrinkled skin. And It'll be challenging. I'm working on that now. So.
Well, because you're losing a bunch of weight, right? You're probably getting some skin to show up too, right?
Yeah, I'm plateaued at this point. I mean, they put me on Ozempic for my. Right. They put me on Ozempic, so I'm like, all right, I'll lose a few more pounds, and I haven't. You know, 4 weeks on Ozempic, I haven't lost anything, so. But I haven't gained anything. You know, I plateaued, and I'm at 195. We'll see what the doctor says tomorrow. She wanted me at 170. And my wife looked at her and goes, you're out of your fucking mind. You know. But the inches I've lost, like I said, went from a 52-inch chest to a 46. Went from a 42 waist to a 34.
You told me that, which is crazy because I'm like a 33.
Yeah. Well, and then everything sits below.
Right. I'm a 30. There's, if I pulled it up where there's more, I'd be more than a 33.
Right, me too. But it's, you know, like I said, we went and shopped at Kohl's, and I'm just like, holy crap. Put on the 48, and I was going to buy it. And she looks at me, she goes, try the 46. I'm like, really, babe? She goes, try the 46. All right, put it on, and it fit. I'm like, oh, my God. I've never, stupid to say, I never felt so good in a suit jacket in my entire life. So, really weird, Chase. Really weird. So, but all right, I digress. I will, if you let me know on that, I'm going to check with Joe, and we will go from there.
All right, so I'll call Mike and see if he's heard anything. If not, I'll call him. I'll call Joe and say, look, man, we got to get this taken care of.
All right, you got it, bud. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Yep.